Let's go to Zach Dawson, good friend of ours here on SEN Footy for Cromagin. Thanks to Supergroups, we're down boundary. So any chance you might play a game this year, Zach Dawson?
I'm just saving myself for the business end.
The finals.
Just mate, freshening myself.
You'll be
up.
Fresh, mate.
Oh, absolutely, mate. I can't wait. I'm itching.
How have you coped with it, Zach? Because you played 22 games last year. I mean, I guess it's got beyond frustrating. You come back after the leg injury, and then you break your thumb. How have you coped?
Look, it's been the first real setback I've had probably in my whole career, really. So it's been a learning experience. Deep down, I don't really take too many things to heart. I just deal with it and just move on to the next week and just try not to think about it too much and just focus on getting back as quick as I can.
Yeah, Zach, we were talking at a lunch and you were all up and about and you were doing straight line running and things were going fantastic. Then you go down and play for Peel. Of course, it's for our listeners on the East Coast, it's the AFL and Lion Club for Fremantle. How soon into that first game where you were back and wanted to get through and probably maybe two games and you're probably back in this AFL system, how soon in that game did you do it? And did you play on? Did you finish the game?
The Rolls Royce was rolling around for about 85% of the game and did it in the last five minutes of the game. So I had one more rotation and I was done. So
and how did it happen?
Just literally, it was pretty innocuous, kind of spoiled the ball over the line, on the goal line, and I hit my thumb into someone's elbow. And it just popped out. And when it popped out, I cracked the joint. So I had to have a few pins put in there.
You've done a job on it.
Certainly did. Zach, what can we expect? There's been obviously leading into the bye, the Dockers are struggling a little bit. You know, some murmurs out of the East saying that teams have worked out. But from the outside looking in, it looks like you guys, you know, enjoyed the break. But it's business back to usual now tonight. And one would say that you'll be making a statement tonight as a football club.
Yeah, I think so. I think we kind of really... needing the break. I think we'd had a really, really strong first 8 weeks of the year, and the boys were starting to feel the pinch of a few short weeks and a few wet weeks. So we went away and had a really strong week this week, and I can't wait to see how the boys respond, but I'm hoping it's going to be a big one.
Zach, you'd love to be out there, we know that, and you would probably be playing on Cloak, Trav Cloak, who's now found form.
Yep.
Can you share with the listener, Collingwood aren't listening, how do you play him? You've played on him many times. How do you play him? What's the best way of nullifying his absolute dominance on a game?
Obviously, he's so dominant in the one-on-ones, and I try to avoid that as much as I can. You'll probably see Luke tonight. He'll probably play a metre and a half off him and rely on that closing speed. And that's one thing that he doesn't like. He's probably hitting him a little bit later in the contest rather than getting involved in that wrestle and letting him own that space. So... what I would do, I'd play off him a little bit and then try and get there as late as possible so he can't dominate me in the one-on-one.
And unfortunately, Luke hasn't got Michael Johnson being the third man in there, who obviously you guys down in the back six have worked so well together the last two or three years. Does Gary Kibbertson, Sutcliffe, they sort of take on important roles? They've obviously looked after their own opponent, but will they be sort of dropping back and helping Luke out?
Yeah, he's spot on. They'll be key tonight. I think Gary's going to have a massive role tonight. And, I'm sure it'll be, as you said, Cam will be rolling off. Gaz will be rolling off at stages. But it's going to be so important not to let Cloakie get isolated and making sure that we can get there whenever we can, because without Jono, he's probably the best at that in our team, and without him, someone's got to pick up the slack. So, yeah, as you said, probably Cam and Gaz will be the ones that pick it up.
I know you've been, you know, you probably haven't. Did you go away in the break, in the bye?
No.
No.
I feel like I don't even deserve a break. I haven't been out there. I haven't hit a body in 20 weeks, so I don't really deserve the break.
What about the other boys? Where did most of them disappear to, mate? Did a lot of them go down south?
I think about half the team went down south. A few blokes went back to Melbourne, but most of the ones with the missus went down south for a romantic weekend away.
Zach, no one went to Europe?
Not that I know of. I'm sure they wouldn't even tell us if they did.
That's left to coaches, I'm led to believe. Look, it's a massive game. Are you a good watcher, Zach? Do you like watching the footy?
I'm a good watcher when we're playing well, but when we're playing badly, I kind of blame myself for not being out there. So as long as we're doing all right, I'm okay.
Okay, and for the Dockers listeners listening on SEN throughout the country, when do you genuinely think you can be up and ready to go again?
Look, I'm in Dewey to get my pins out of my hand in 3 weeks. So however long after that is still up in the air, but I'm hoping straight away.
And in the meantime, does the whole sort of groin leg issue resolve itself in that time? Is that you've been able to put more time
into that? I'm absolutely flying at the moment. I've been able to do every session, and I'm still doing a fair bit of running. So I do every drill and everything with the main group. So I'm still getting all that work in, but just obviously without the hand and without the physical stuff. So I'll be fit and ready to go when the time comes, but when that is, I'm not sure yet.
Good on you, Dawes. Love chatting to you, mate. All the best in recovery, and we look forward to seeing you out there soon.
All right, thanks, fellas.